Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary from Dasha AI. Got it. I've heard the name here and there, but not in detail. Could you tell me a bit about what Dasha AI does and how it might help a company like mine?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the intro, Mary. Lead generation can be tricky. Sometimes it's hard to reach the right people quickly, and following up consistently takes a lot of time. Revenue growth feels tied to how well we connect with prospects. How exactly does Dasha AI make those parts easier?
Tell me more about that. What you just said about following up and connecting with the right people.
Sure thing. So Dasha AI uses advanced voice AI that sounds natural and human-like to engage leads instantly. It can handle follow-ups automatically so no one slips through the cracks. Plus, it personalizes conversations to connect with prospects in a way that feels genuine, boosting your chances of turning leads into customers. Pretty neat, right?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used that service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that question. A year from now, I'd imagine my team's pipeline is buzzing with qualified leads and we're closing deals faster than ever. The AI would be handling routine calls, freeing us up to focus on strategy and growth. Revenue would be noticeably up and the whole process would feel smoother and more efficient. Sounds like a win-win, right?
What do you mean by noticeably up? Why is that important to you?
Great follow-up. By noticeably up, I mean seeing a clear, measurable increase in sales or new customers compared to before using the AI. That's important because it shows the investment is paying off, helping the business grow sustainably. Plus, it means more resources to improve other areas and stay competitive. Does that make sense?
Tell me more about that measurable increase and how you track it.
Sure. Typically, measurable increases come from tracking key metrics like the number of qualified leads generated, conversion rates from lead to customer, and overall sales revenue over time. Businesses often use CRM systems or analytics tools to monitor these numbers and see how AI-driven outreach impacts growth. It's all about having clear data to prove the AI's value. Does your team use any tools like that?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is juggling enough time and staff to follow up with all leads promptly. Sometimes promising leads get delayed or missed, which hurts momentum. Also, keeping conversations personalized at scale is tough without burning out the team. Does Dasha AI help with those specific issues?
What are all the ways those problems and constraints you just said are affecting the business right now?
Good question. Those challenges can slow down sales cycles, meaning deals take longer to close or even fall through. Missed or delayed follow-ups can lead to lost revenue opportunities and lower customer satisfaction. Plus, the team might feel overwhelmed, which can impact morale and productivity. Overall, it creates a bottleneck that holds back growth. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how the team feeling overwhelmed is impacting morale and productivity?
Absolutely. When the team is overwhelmed with repetitive follow-ups and juggling too many leads, it can lead to stress and burnout. That stress might cause motivation to dip, mistakes to happen, or even higher turnover. Productivity drops because energy is spent just keeping up instead of focusing on strategic tasks. It's like running on a treadmill that keeps speeding up, exhausting, and unsustainable. Have you seen that kind of effect in your own teams?
Wow. It sounds like the team's stress, burnout, and lost revenue opportunities are really piling up. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Of course, take your time.
What time works best? I have a 2 in the afternoon and a 4 in the afternoon.
Sure, no problem. Just to clarify, are those times in your local time zone? Also, do you prefer earlier or later in the afternoon?
Yeah, those times are in your local time zone. Do you prefer earlier or later in the afternoon?
Oh, thanks for clarifying. I'd say 2 in the afternoon works better for me. early enough to keep the momentum going, but not too rushed. How about you? Does that slot fit your schedule?